And before we turn to all of our veterans who are here with us to join and talk about Veterans Day and PTSD and the life of veterans in our community, one of them being my oldest, closest friends, Woody Curry, who's in the studio, and we have others with us as well, I want to introduce you all to Rebecca Vilkomerson. She is Executive Director of Jewish Voice for Peace. Has for the 15 years' experience in community organizing, advocacy, program development, and fundraising, was recognized as one of the 50 most influential Jewish leaders in the United States. And Rebecca, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Rebecca, I saw this last night for the first time, and I really want you to let our listeners know about this petition campaign that you all are running, or other people running, you're involved in, to save the Bedouin people and their land in Israel. Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you bringing attention to this issue, and it was interesting hearing you talk about this day in history, because I think the struggle of the Bedouin in Israel has a lot of parallels both to our own civil rights movement, which you talked about, Matt Turner, and also to the Australian Aboriginal movement, because the Bedouin are indigenous people who are also citizens of Israel. There's something called the Prower Plan, which the Israeli Knesset, which is like the Congress, is planning to pass in the next several weeks. And what it will basically do is move at least 40,000 Bedouin out of their ancestral homes and force them into development towns in order to create new developments that are more or less exclusively for Jewish citizens of Israel. So this is really an ethnically based plan against citizens of Israel. I think it's important to emphasize that these are citizens of the country based on their ethnicity, forcing them off their lands.
And so, what is this petition you have going, and what do you expect it to do?
The petition, we've gotten over 20,000 signatures on the petition already, which we're really proud of, and we've been working with Palestinian and Israeli activists on the ground in Israel who have told us that really the most effective and the only chance for fighting this plan is international attention on this. So we're really hoping, we've had some success already bringing international attention to this issue, but there's not a lot of opposition within Israel itself, and so it's sort of up to us to bring attention to this issue and hopefully shame the Israeli government into not implementing this plan. And so what we're planning to do is, with our partners on the ground in Israel and Palestine, we'll be delivering these petitions to the Israeli Knesset sometime in the next week.
So how can people sign on to this?
Thank you for asking. You can go to our website. It's www.jvp.org. JVP is Jewish Voice for Peace. So WWJ is in Jewish, B as in Voice, P as in Peace.org. And if you go on there, it should be right there on the front page about how to sign up. And if folks are interested in our work more generally, which generally focuses on ending occupation and other issues of Palestinian rights, you can sign up for getting more information there regularly.
I mean, there are two things very quick come to mind before we have to go to our next segment, Rebecca. I mean, one of the things is that people often, especially in this country, will look at people who are Arab and Arab people as kind of one swath of one people. But the Bedouin and Palestinian are different people. The Bedouin lived in their same place and moved the way they moved for centuries and centuries and centuries. And this is their homeland, the Negev Desert, the Sinai Peninsula. That's where they've been living. So the Israelis want to move them off of that and into the settlements so they can build new settlements for Israelis, for Jewish Israelis.
It's Jewish Israelis, exactly. And I think Bedouins usually identify also as Palestinians, so it's sort of, you know, there's just like there's different kinds of Americans, there's different kinds of Palestinians, so Bedouin Israelis also identify as part of the Palestinian people who have been on the land since before the State of Israel. But yes, that's exactly correct. Basically, it's a little bit shocking to American ears to hear that there's this ethnically-based policy, but what it does is it moves one group, one ethnic group en masse in favor of another.
Rebecca, we appreciate you being with us, and maybe as this. How long do you have before the decision is made? By the way,
Well, we'll see. I mean, the more pressure we can put on from abroad, the longer they're going to draw it out. So we're hopeful we'll be able to do enough so that they'll delay a little bit, and so we'll have more time to fight this.
Well, I mean, if we can do a little longer segment and get some of the Bedouin activists on themselves on the air here, if it stretches out further. So, Rebecca Vilkomerson, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for bringing attention to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. And go to www.jpv.org. It'll be on our website. And we'll take a short music interlude and come right back.